Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Stavros Antony, he's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, we are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada, Stavros Antony. It is a pleasure to have you back, sir.
Great to be with you.
I have never known any Lieutenant Governor who seemed to work harder than you. You are everywhere all the time. So tell me this, what have you learned so far about the great state of Nevada you didn't know before?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and there's been a few other people that have made that observation. And you know, once I decided I was going to be Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I decided it was going to be a full-time job for me, not a part-time job. What I've really found out is that we have some great places in rural Nevada that most people have never been to, most people have never heard of, like West Wendover and Wells and Ely and Winnemucca and Elko, and I could go on and on. Small places that people have never been to. I've just discovered that Nevada is a great place to visit and a great place to work and a great place to live in our rural areas in Nevada. And the one constant comment I get when I go traveling Nevada is we've never had a lieutenant governor visit our community, you know, and that's what I'm trying to change.
Well, it's been interesting because, different party, but same philosophy. Harry Reid was very supportive of rural Nevada, but wasn't welcome there. Catherine Cortez Masto has worked very hard to do as much as she can for rural Nevada. And I don't know if she's getting the votes, but she's certainly getting the appreciation. And Jackie Rosen is kind of following in the same path. But the rural roundup, were you at the rural roundup that was just held recently?
In Lake Tahoe?
Yes.
Yes, I was. I was the keynote speaker at the lunch, and I spent pretty much the whole day there.
Okay, and that is a group of all the people from all those towns you were mentioning and more that do their best to attract tourism to rural Nevada. My thing is, and I think Reno Sparks has missed the boat on this for years, is in the summer when it's 110 degrees here and you can't play golf, come up to Lake Tahoe, come up to Reno Sparks. It's a great place to be able to enjoy the great outdoors.
Yeah, it is.
In summer.
Absolutely it is. I mean, Elko, they have a couple of very nice golf courses there, and that's higher up, so it's a little bit cooler. So, and I'll tell you, every town I go to, they just treat me very well. They get their their community leaders together, their chamber of commerces together, and they really want to sit down and chat with me about tourism and economic development and outdoor recreation and transportation, the things that I'm involved in as Lieutenant Governor. And they know that they can talk to somebody that will listen to them, but not only that, take what their comments are back to the boards and commissions that I work with and try to improve their lot, whether it's better roads, whether it's trying to increase tourism to their destination, or whether it's trying to help them with economic development. The one thing I hear on a regular basis in rural Nevada, which we need to change, is medical care. A lot of these places, they don't have any medical personnel in their towns. They have to drive an hour and a half or so to find just a doctor. And that's a common theme I'm hearing. So that's something I really want to work on changing when it comes to the state of Nevada.
Well, yeah, I mean, you even look at Tonopah in Nye County, and they've had tremendous difficulty keeping a hospital open there.
Yep.
Do you get involved with mining much when you're traveling to these areas?
I talk to people about mining. I'm actually doing a tour the first week in June. I'm leaving, I'm flying up to Reno, and then I'm driving from Reno, and I'm basically going to visit I-80, the I-80 corridor, and even more north of that. So I'm going to be going to Jackpot. I'm going to be going to Jaw Bridge. I can't wait to see. I've never been there before.
It's Jarbage.
Jarbage?
Yes,
thank
Jarbage.
You. I will remember that. Jarbage.
They get very fussy about that.
Well, that's why I'm going to these places, so I can pronounce their names correctly. I am going to visit a couple of mines north of Winnemucca.
So you're going to go to Thacker Pass?
Yes.
Yep. That's amazing. We were out there. We did a couple of shows there, last year. And it's phenomenal. They're building their main building on the area. There's so much lithium there that they're building their building on the area that has the least amount of lithium, which is crazy. I mean, it's huge.
Okay.
And it's a 40-year project.
Yeah, so I've never been really to the communities north of I-80, so I'm looking forward to traveling that area. It just takes a while to get from one town to the next because some of the roads aren't even paved. So, but I'm looking forward to going up there and visiting with those folks and find out what the state of Nevada can do to support them.
US 50 is rightly known as the loneliest road in America.
That will be my trip in September. I'll be doing a loneliest road trip for about 4 days then to see that area because I haven't been on that road yet.
Oh, there's some great towns, there's some great people, and some great food.
Yes.
And you must be enjoying a lot more Basque food these days.
I have. I was in Elko for cowboy poetry, and I went to
The Star.
The Star, and then I went to another Basque restaurant. And it's just, you know, it's great to sit down family style because you're sitting at a table with 10 other people, and you're passing food around, and you're talking, and the food is nonstop.
Right.
It just keeps coming and coming. And then having a couple of pecan punches is always good. So, yes, I enjoy Basque food. It's actually similar to Greek food to a certain degree. So, yes, I do enjoy
you
that.
You feel right at home there.
I do.
So really, you know, the thing is that you've got a couple of million people living here in the Las Vegas Valley, and they really don't know that much about the rest of the state of Nevada. And it's one of the reasons, you know, when I started Nevada Newsmakers 22 years ago, that we wanted to make it a statewide show, even when we were only broadcasting in Reno, because I think it's really important that Northern Nevada, and especially Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, Story County, that they don't get to be unknown by the legislature, because I think that that's a real danger, that suddenly, you know, they don't have the representation they should be having as more of the power and the growth shifts to Southern Nevada.
Yeah, and that's that's something I've taken very seriously. I'm the chair of the Nevada Tourism Commission, so what I like to tell people is it's my job to get Nevadans to travel Nevada, to get the rest of the country to travel Nevada, and get the rest of the world to travel Nevada. Because you're right, most people in Las Vegas probably have not been to Lovelock. That's
right.
A great little community.
Yes.
And if you follow me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, every time I go to these places, I tell people what a great place to live, and I'm trying to pique their interest. So the next time they want to take a vacation, they'll say, hey, the Lieutenant Governor was in Battle Mountain. You know, maybe I'll take a drive up there. I mean, it's not a short drive, but, you know, I'll take a couple of days, drive up there and see what I can find in Battle Mountain. These are great places to visit, and tourism is a big part of the economy of these small towns. And I want Nevadans and Americans and the rest of the world to spend their money there because it supports their families, supports their tourism businesses, and sometimes we forget about the rural areas. And you're absolutely right about legislators. I mean, there's a lot of bills that come up to deal with rural Nevada, and I'd like to see more of our legislators visit these towns and talk to these people. But I'm doing that to a certain degree for them. So if they have a question about something that's going on in Wells, Nevada, at least I have some information to give them.
All right, let's take a break. More with the Lieutenant Governor. We'll see if we can get him fired up here after this timeout.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stavros Anthony. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada. So when you're in White Pine County, it sounds to me from all the conversations I've been having that there is a lot of economic development going on there.
Yeah, Ely is really exploding. There's a lot going on there. They have a great mayor in Ely. He's doing a great job. NDOT has been improving their roads. They've been putting up these murals in their downtown area, really picking up their tourism industry. Ely, White Pine County is doing very well as far as tourism, economic development. I was actually up in Ely about 6 months ago for the ring. I forget what we called it, the sun, the moon. Went in front of the sun and caused ring to occur. There was a lot of people out there. I found people from Australia that went to Ely specifically for that. So, White Pine County is doing very well.
Yeah, they have the whole dark skies things going out there with Great Basin National Park. My wife and I fell in love in Ely, so I have a lot of good memories about the town of Ely. But as you travel around, I mean, talking to folks in Winnemucca, we did a couple of shows out at Thacker Pass. One of them included the mayor of Winnemucca, one of the county commissioners, and one of the folks from economic development. And they were talking about the fact that Winnemucca is going to grow by 25% because of Thacker Pass. That's huge.
Yeah, it's the mines are going to be a big part of that. There's a company thinking about putting a hydrogen plant out in that area. So there's a lot of industry. And actually, what I found out was that whole I-80 corridor with Lovelock, Battle Mountain,
Winnemucca.
Thank you. It has some of the most intense sun rays for solar energy along that corridor. So you're having some solar power companies that want to build some solar out there. So there's a lot of non-gaming economic development going on out there, and it's going to create a lot of jobs, which means we need infrastructure. So, You know, we need to all work together, counties and the state, to make sure that housing's available, that the roads are kept up, that schools are available for kids. So the infrastructure
part. Okay, let me ask you about that, because, I mean, you know, housing is the biggest issue across the state. And you're right. I mean, we are seeing, not only are we seeing great economic development now, but I mean, we're seeing it going out over the next 20 to 30 years, especially in northern Nevada. You know, what's your thought on what needs to be done in terms of housing? Because that seems to be the weak link.
Well, the first thing that needs to happen is we need to get more federal land deeded back to the state. I mean, the state needs to have control of that land, which means we can work with local governments to start building affordable housing. If we don't have the land, then it drives up the price of housing, and there isn't enough of it. So we have to start with getting the federal government to release the land.
And
the
governor
and I have been trying to do that. We've been trying to get our federal delegation to push a little harder to get that land released to us.
They have been pushing and pushing and pushing, and it seems like nobody wants to give a win to the other side as far as this goes. And it also seems that in Washington, D.C., they don't understand the situation here in places like Nevada, where so much of the land is controlled by the federal government. So, how optimistic? I don't think anything's going to get done this year.
You know what? All we can do is push and scream and holler and work with people. This is a nonpartisan issue. This is a, Republican, Democrat trying to release land to the state so we can decide what we want to do with it. So all we can do is just keep pushing along and see what we can get released. I mean, they release bits and pieces here and there, but we need some bigger chunks.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. And you're right. I mean, the cost of housing will go down if the cost of the land goes down. One of the stories that's come out in the last couple of weeks is giant batteries that the solar companies need to be able to store the electricity, to be able to pass it out, and get past the sun isn't always shining, the wind isn't
Correct.
Always blowing. What are you hearing about companies potentially coming to located in Nevada to build giant batteries? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, GOED, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, we're constantly talking to companies, all kinds of companies that come to Nevada, and that's one sector that we're definitely focused on, because solar power is this is something that's good for Nevada because we have so much sun, but it has to be stored, you're right. And to get these manufacturers to build the batteries here to put our people to work, so they're available here in Nevada, that's something that we're constantly working on.
It's a fascinating process. What do you think is the biggest impediment to economic development in Nevada right now? Thing that concerns you the most? Is it more the housing situation?
Yeah,
is it water? I mean,
what? I think it's the keep up with the infrastructure. We have so many people moving here that when businesses come here, they want to make sure that the infrastructure is keeping up, that we have good roads for their company, that we have good schools for their employees, that we have good medical care for their employees, that we have a trained workforce for their employees. So these are things that we have so many people moving here, sometimes we forget and get behind the infrastructure part. So, the school district has got to do a better job of building public schools. We need to get more school choice, more charter schools, more private schools, because companies want that available for their employees. We have to make sure our roads are in great shape. So if a company president comes to Nevada, Las Vegas or Reno, and they see things are, not keeping up, they'll look at another state. But we do have some great, some great things about Nevada. We have a very low tax base. We have an abatement process for companies. We have we are doing the best we can for when it comes to infrastructure. So there's a lot of good reasons why people should come to Nevada and open up their company.
Okay, so you open up the door to abatements. So let me ask you what you have heard about the potential for Story County to lose 80% of the Tesla abatements that they were able to get for putting in the Tesla Gigafactory.
I'm not that familiar with what's going on with Story County and the taxes. That's not something I haven't
Okay, we'll pick up on that next time I see you.
Yes, I'll look into that, absolutely.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with the Lieutenant Governor after this timeout.
We're at Tamarack Casino at Nevada Steak with Chef Mike Mahoney. You have fabulous food here. This halibut is extraordinary.
The halibut was awesome. It was fun to cook. You get a nice sear on top, and then we baste that with a little bit of butter and garlic and herbs and stuff. It's fabulous.
It's a lot of butter. It looks really good, and it tastes even better. I'm trying this, which is the crab cake. You've got this crispy coating on the outside. What is that?
Actually, that's cornflakes.
Huh?
Cornflakes.
Really?
Yes, sir. The crispiness of the cornflake just adds more crispiness to the already, you know, crispy crab cake. It's awesome.
It's my favorite, and I'm a crab cake fanatic. Okay, this I just tried for the first time. It's ahi tuna in a whole different way.
Ahi tuna, it's a tuna tartare. It's ground up. We mix it with a little bit of spicy mayo, a little avocado puree, and our house-made ponzu sauce in there as well.
It tastes to me like sushi without the rice.
It's
got all the flavorings, but it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, ribeye steak.
Ribeye steak, classic. Harris Ranch, certified Angus beef. You can't go wrong with a good steak here.
No, and that ribeye is particularly good. Again, we tried that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It is fabulous. The wedge salad. I love a wedge salad that comes with a giant hunk of bacon on it. So you've got healthy and you've got bacon.
A little bit of indulgence. Wrong? Yeah, a little indulge. What's great about this one is the bacon is cooked fresh to order for every single salad, so it's nice and hot.
Folks, you've got to come to Tamarack, the casino in South Reno. It is a fabulous place to begin with. It's made even more fabulous by Nevada Steak and your great food. Thank you for inviting us, and we will be coming back over and over, because I'm in love with this tuna, I'm in love with the crab cake, well, the ribeye's pretty, well, the halibut. It's all good, folks.
Just about everything.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stavros Anthony. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada here on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. So it's fascinating. You're a former cop. Our governor is a former sheriff. What happens when you two get together? Do you talk former shop?
Yeah, we talk about the past, because we were actually captains together at the same time. So we crossed paths a few times at Metro, and then I ended up retiring. And after I was elected to the Las Vegas City Council, and obviously he became sheriff, and then he ran for governor, and I ran for lieutenant governor. So. Every time we get together, we'll do a little policy discussion about certain things, and then we just start talking about, you know, some of the old stories and the retired guys that are out there, what they're up to, and we have a little fun with it. So yeah,
I want to be invited to one of those conversations. I think that would be quite fascinating. So you mentioned you were on the Las Vegas City Council. 25 years of Goodman's coming to an end here. What are your thoughts on the election?
Well, I tell you, I was honored to serve with Oscar Goodman and Carolyn Goodman, and I was the mayor pro temp for Carolyn Goodman. But they, you know, it started with Oscar. You know, during his tenure, he changed the face of downtown. I mean, downtown was not the place to go to. And you look at it today, and downtown Las Vegas is a great place to visit, a great place to work, and now a great place to live with all the condos and apartments that are going up. So their tenure has been outstanding for the city of Las Vegas. We're going to have a new mayor. We have, I think, 15 people running. So
14.
And last okay.
count, yes.
So we'll see. You know, we'll.
You got a favorite?
You know, I don't. I know a bunch of them, and they're all good people. So I can't imagine anybody getting 50% with that many.
Really?
Yeah. It's just it's statistically, it's going to be pretty tough. So there'll be a runoff probably between two of them. I don't know who that would be. But there's five or six that I believe would do great as mayor, because I know them personally. But I can't predict nobody can predict who can win that particular race.
It's I don't know. There are some people predicting pretty heavily, but we'll see.
When it comes down to the final two, maybe you can make a prediction, but not really today.
Circa was an incredible thing for downtown, a $1 billion resort in downtown Las Vegas. It changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah, Derek Stevens took a leap of faith and built a pretty significant casino downtown, and it's been great for him, and it's been great for downtown. People go to downtown Las Vegas to visit the Circa, and then they ended up visiting the Fremont Street Experience, the Mob Museum, some of the other casinos. They'll hear about the Smith Center. So that was a major addition to downtown Las Vegas. But, you know, like I said, 30 years ago, you were taking your life into your own hands going to downtown Las Vegas. And today it is it's a gem. It's old Vegas, you know, the way it used to be 50 years ago. And people have a great time there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Mob Museum is fabulous. Yeah. The time has flown by. Wow. I thank you for doing this. Come back and see us again soon, will you?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you.